As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on Saturday, a wet one it is. Thank the Lord, hallelujah, we needed the rain. And man, I got to tell you, I know a lot of you guys aren't ready for winter yet, but we definitely need the wet weather. So we still got fires brewing. I think you guys know that in my personal life, some of my business revolves around these forest fires that are happening. And I can tell you that there are still fires all over the place. I just came back from one. And yeah, we need the rain. I love summer. I love dry weather so we can get things done, but I hope we have the wettest winter we have ever had. The news reports, actually, the weathermen I've been paying attention to, they're actually saying, folks, get ready for winter. We're going to bypass fall. That's what their projections look like. It looks like we're going to have some cold fronts coming in fairly early, and it's going to start getting wet and remain wet, you know, saying that we're not going to have a whole lot of a fall. It's just going to get nasty pretty quick. I know that's depressing. It's depressing for me, but we need it. So we'll take it. Thank the Lord. We're finally getting some water. Let's get these fires out. Let's get our ground saturated, and let's get our reservoirs and our lakes and our rivers. Let's get those filled back up like they're supposed to be here in Oregon. We're in a wet state, right? We're supposed to be in a wet state. It sure has not felt like it. But you know what? Everything's a little bit off, you know, what they say in the Bible, you know, what's right is wrong and wrong is right. And definitely right now what we got going on in this country, it's upside down, to put it nice, right? We know this. Things are happening that have never happened here in this country before. And can't talk today, my friend. Sorry about that. It kind of seems like the country's falling apart. And we hate to be the bearer of bad news, and we hate to always bring the depressing news, but we have to keep telling you guys the facts. And it doesn't matter if you don't love what you're hearing. You need to understand that what we do here at this station on KSLM, what we do here at Patriot Uprising Radio, is we present the facts to you. There's a lot of other places you can go to hear all kinds of conspiracy and a lot of propaganda. And there's even, you know, I was just talking with my producer. We were saying that there's even plenty of places you can go on the right that are pushing out false information or unfactual, or we'll say misinformation. And that's not good. Here we like to be a cut above. We like to make sure that the information we're putting out is factual. Now, obviously, you guys know where I stand on stuff. I'm definitely a conservative. I'm a constitutionalist. I got a little bit of libertarian in me. And you guys know that right or left, I'm far right. Okay. And so when I'm telling you about something, it's coming from my point of view, my perspective. But if I'm giving you information, it's factual information. That's just what we believe in this station. And I think it's okay to, we don't have to do it the same way our competitors are doing it. You know, we can actually make sure that we're giving you the correct information, and we're leaving the lies and the propaganda and just misinformation out of it. So anyway, we're pretty proud of that here. So yeah, the things that have happened this week, you guys are in the know. You know, the fact that you listen to talk radio, you're already doing so much better than a lot of the people out here. But look at what's happening with the Biden administration. You know what? He's on vacation again. Think about that. This commander in chief is on vacation during a week when there is so much going on that he needs to be leading the country. You know, maybe it's good for us that he's not trying to lead the country. Maybe it's better that he's actually running away because he just doesn't want to face it. What I think he's running away from, though, is he just doesn't want to face the tough questions. How many people out there, raise your hand, I'm going to take a quick count, have voter remorse right now? Did you vote for Biden? Be honest. I don't expect a lot of you listeners out there voted for Biden, but I think we do have some listeners. I think actually we have a fair amount of listeners out there that probably do bat for the other team, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure that some of you guys that voted for Biden, you're sitting there thinking, what the hell did I just do? Well, my friends, I'm not here to make fun of you. I'm not here to, you know, blame you. But I got to tell you, my friends, it is your fault. What's happening is your fault. If you voted for Biden, if you continue to support the Democrat Party, what's happening right now in this country, what's happening around the world, my friends, it is your fault. There is nobody else to blame but you. So if you're happy about that, pat yourself on the back. If you want to fix things, if you want to make things better, if you're tired of your life sucking, your job sucking, unemployment through the roof, hyperinflation, the devaluation of the dollar, and everything else that's happening here in our states, it's time for you to switch teams, my friends. It's time for you to combat for the conservatives. Vote with the Republicans. Make sure that we're electing the right people, people that believe in our Constitution, people that believe in freedom and liberty and protecting our rights. That's the only way that we're going to save this country. The power is in the people. We just need to exercise our power, and we need to do it wisely. So hopefully you've learned your lesson, and you're coming on over, and when we get to the midterms, you vote with us. You say, we're tired of these Democratic policies. We're tired of the Biden administration. We're tired of the Kate Browns of the world. And we are going to start voting Republican. Why? I'll tell you why. Because we are the party that has policies that are actually beneficial for the United States. Beneficial for your pocketbook. Beneficial for your family. Beneficial for your children's education. That's why. Why? Because our policies say, you know what? We believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our policies say, you know what? We believe in life from conception all the way till natural death. Our policies say that we're going to defend the weak, and capitalism is good, and the Republic and our Constitution is something worth protecting because it gave us everything that we have here today. Our founding fathers got it right. They knew they had to make a change. And the things that are happening in this country right now, my friends, my gosh, the change that we should have made should have happened years and years and years ago. If you look at the freedom and liberty that we have lost over the last, say, oh, let's say 20 years. If you look at the freedom and liberty that we've lost over the last 20 years, you got to question, how did we let our government do that to us? Here's the sad reality. And I know times are different. Technology is different. You know, the world's in a different place than it was. But 250 years ago, my friends, when our founding fathers finally had enough, when they had enough and they were willing to lay it all on the line, when they were willing to fight the biggest military in the world, when they were willing to go up against the monarchy, when they were willing to be considered traitors, treasonous pigs, anything and everything else you can think of to fight Great Britain and the king to get some freedom back, to get a little bit of liberty for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When they made that decision, my friends, do you realize that at that moment in time, they actually had more freedom and more liberty than you and I have from our government today? Think about that. Think about that. Things were so bad for them. They were so oppressed. They were so poverty stricken. They were so controlled by the king. They were so tired of the liberty that they were losing because of him and his policies and his reign. They decided to go up 13%. Not very many of them, right? A handful of them decided to fight and defeated, I might add, the biggest military in the world. Why? Because they felt like their freedom was being trampled, that they couldn't have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm telling you right now, if you study it, if you look at things, if you compare back then to today, my friends, they had more freedom than we have. We have allowed our government to take away so much from us. And if our founding fathers were alive, they would have picked up their firearms a long time ago, my friends, and they would have done what was necessary. And that's what they told us to do. They gave us instructions. They gave us a pathway in the Constitution of the United States. They warned us in the Declaration of Independence. They said it's our duty. It's our duty. And so many more writings than just that. If you read the letters of our founders, so many times they cautioned us. They cautioned us to protect this republic, to protect our freedoms, and never, never let the government take them from us, and never let them have the power that we have allowed them, freely allowed them to have today. And why have we done that? Why have we given our freedom up? For a little bit of protection, for a little bit of safety? What was it that Benjamin Franklin said about that? That if we're willing to give up our freedom for a little bit of protection or a little bit of safety, that we don't deserve either. And I think he's absolutely right. I think he's absolutely right. Look at these mandates that they're trying to shove down our throat with this vaccine. Look how many people have been threatened that they're going to lose their livelihood if they don't take this vaccine. It's absolutely bananas, my friends. We are not looking like the United States of America. You know darn well that we look like a communist country. We look like Marxism is thriving here in this country. We are similar to what happened in Nazi Germany. And so many of my fellow Americans, they're willingly letting this happen. And in fact, so many of them are encouraging it, or they're buying into the rhetoric that the government and the elites are spewing to them. And they have been so successful at turning us against each other. And that's what happened. That's what happened in Nazi Germany. That's how we got the concentration camps. That's how over 6 million Jews were murdered. Because of the same tactics that's happening right here today in our own country. And this is something that should upset each and every one of us. It's time for us to take our freedom back. It's time for us to take our liberty back. It's time for us to tell the government, no more. No more tyranny. You've had enough. And it's time for us to start behaving like our founding fathers would like us to behave. It's time for us to have the courage that they had to make the tough choices, to stand against this tyranny, to defend the future of this republic for our children and the generations that follow. That's what it's time to do, my friends. And like I said, while the world is crashing down around us, while all this is bearing down on us, we have a commander in chief that we are all pretty sure he shouldn't be there. Mentally, we know that he should not be there, but we also know that he probably shouldn't be there because there was so much election fraud that took place. It's starting to look more and more each and every single day like he was not truly elected to be the commander-in-chief. I believe that with all my heart. The evidence is overwhelming. It's coming out, okay? Now, will the government do anything about it? Will the Justice Department do anything about it? Will Congress do anything about it? Will the Supreme Court do anything about it? The sad truth is I don't think they will. Because they're not playing ball for you and I. They're on another team. And so if anybody's going to do anything about it, That comes down to us, my friends. You know, I said last week on the show that election integrity is something that every single American, every single red-blooded American should stand behind. It should piss us off that there's voter fraud happening the way it's happening. It should absolutely piss us off. We should make sure that our election process is secure. Why is not every American standing for that? If we don't have integrity in our elections, my friend, this republic is no more. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We're going to be right back here on Patriot. Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Howdy ho, my friends. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me here on this wet Saturday afternoon. We were just bragging about the rain. We love the rain. We want the rain. We need more of it. Bring it on, Lord. But we were also talking about Joe Biden and how he's MIA, right? There's so much going on, and he doesn't want to face the music. He doesn't want to be around to answer the tough questions, because the reality is he can't. You and I both know that he cannot answer the tough questions. So what's he done? He's gone on vacation. He's gone on vacation at a time where, what's happened this week? So we got the whole Afghanistan debacle. Afghanistan is falling apart. Complete ignorance on the part of the Biden administration. They have created a crisis that is a global crisis that has threatened the United States, and we may not ever recover from that. Okay, we have the 13 military soldiers this last month that passed away in Afghanistan because of, once again, the Biden administration. Okay, then we have all the American citizens and our allies that did not get evacuated, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. And then the manifestos, the information about who they were and where they were basically just handed right over to the Taliban. These people are being executed, brutally executed. If you are a woman's right activist, what happened in Afghanistan? guess what? The women do not have any rights anymore. In fact, they're being punished for exercising the rights that they were exercising over this last 20 years that the United States have been occupying Afghanistan and allowing women to have rights. LGBTQ, PRXYZ, LMNOP, if you're a member of that group there, let me tell you, again, in Afghanistan, whoo, those people are going to be rounded up and they're going to be murdered, plain and simple. So, so much bad is happening. Why? Because of the Biden administration. How about the planes that were sitting on the tarmac ready to be taken off, full of American citizens, and the State Department, Biden's State Department, would not allow them to take off. So the Taliban got all those people as well. Okay. Now you fast forward it to this week, and you find out that there was a drone strike in Afghanistan. And of course, the State Department and the Department of Defense and the Pentagon and, you know, all the powers that be, the Biden administration, once again, man, there's, you see the common denominator here, what's going on? Everything that Biden's involved in goes to shit, okay? That's, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that on air, but that's the truth, right? So anyway, we have this drone strike in Afghanistan. They tell us that they got ISIS, you know, they got the bad guys, you know. Woohoo! They were celebrating. They were trying to pump things up. They were trying to make, oh, Biden made this call. He made the right call. We were able to knock out some insurgents. And yeah, these were definitely ISIS people here. And then a few days later, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, not in big headlines because mainstream media didn't really cover it the way they should have. But you could find the information out there. It turns out it was not ISIS. It was not bad guys. It was actually Afghan civilians, women and children. And they just got gunned down by a United States drone because of the Biden administration. Could you imagine, my friends? We did that game last week where we said, could you imagine if Donald Trump did this? Could you imagine if Donald Trump did that? Could you imagine what they would do to Donald Trump if he was responsible for giving the order to do a drone strike on civilians, innocent civilians, women and children? He'd definitely be impeached again. You know what? He might, in something like that, the mistakes that's happened this last week, this last month by the Biden administration regarding Afghanistan, you might get enough Republicans to actually oust Donald Trump out of office if he was still sitting there today. That's the way it is. But yet, there doesn't seem to be any consequences for Joe Biden and his administration. And so that's just the Afghanistan stuff that's happened. Then you got domestically what's going on here. So again, we got hyperinflation, devaluation of the United States dollar. We've got unemployment's growing. The government keeps wanting to spend trillions of your tax dollars to keep giving people handouts to sit their asses at home and not work. That's one of the biggest problems we have in this country right now. If you're sitting at home, not working with your handout and you're waiting for the government to pay your way, you know what, buddy? I've got a few choice words for you. You are the problem. You are the problem, okay? There is plenty of jobs out there. You need to get your butt off the couch. You need to go to work. You need to be a good example for your kids. You need to support your family. You need to stop milking the cow. I'm tired of paying for you. If people like you would do your part, this country would not have the problems that we have today. So we got that going on in this country. Immigration rampant, right? The Biden policy on immigration, which doesn't appear to be any policy at all. Well, what do we know about his policy? The people are still going in cages. Parents are still getting separated from the kids. There is an all-time high in drug and sex trafficking at the border. And some of these kids are being flown to different states miles and miles away. Nobody's getting COVID tests. The whole country's in lockdown from COVID. Our kids are having to be wearing these muzzles going to school from COVID. So many places are shut down because of COVID. We can't go to sporting events. We can't do all kinds of things if we don't get our vaccine or show our vaccine card. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you can come right across the border and there's no COVID testing for you. And guess what? The government will even buy you a plane ticket or a bus ticket and they'll ship you off to other states. So you're that state's problem now. No COVID test required. No vaccine required. In fact, have you saw the caravan this last couple days that's down there at the Texas border? Have you saw the thousands and thousands and thousands of people lined up? Because why? Because they heard through the grapevine that under the Biden administration, they can come up here and they can be led into this country and they can have their way paid. Now, the Biden administration doesn't want you to see all those people because obviously it's bad publicity for them. So they made sure to make it a no-fly zone. The FAA does not want any drones or anything else flying over there, taking pictures of all these people that are flooding across the border in Texas. Because why? They don't want the American people to know about it. All right, I'm just getting started. Don't leave me. Stay with me. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Nikki Garris. It's a wet Saturday afternoon, and we are grateful for that. And we're glad to be here today with you. Remember, my friends, if you like this show, if you want to give me a shout out, if you want to give me some advice, or if you want to bend my ear a little bit and chew me out, I welcome that. I love the debates. I love the conversation. You can always get a hold of me at Mickey@KSLM.news. That's Mickey@KSLM.news. Remember, my name is Mickey@KSLM.news. So shoot me over an email and let's talk about the show. Let's talk about some show ideas. Hey, if I like you good enough, maybe I'll bring you on for a guest and we can have a conversation right here live on the air. So we were talking about Joe Biden and his failures, and it's almost comical anymore. Every day we hear something new. It's just, no, strike that. It's not comical. It's frightening. It's very sad. It's sad what's happening to this country. It's sad what's happening to the citizens, American citizens. It's sad what's happening to what was a booming economy a year and a half ago under the Trump administration. It's sad to see all that crumble. Our economy is failing, and we have all these new domestic policies that are just absolutely killing us. And we talked a little bit last week, my friends, about starting to get a taste of what socialism is. And if you have to survive, you have to go to the store and buy things. And I know this last couple months, I know that you guys have noticed the shelves are starting to get pretty empty in a lot of these stores. If you go into Walmart, I have never seen Walmart. Number one, I hate going into Walmart. But honestly, though, if you go in there, I've never seen Walmart so bare. It's really weird. I mean, you're talking about these giant corporations that have awesome buying power, deep pockets, and they're not even able to get the products on their shelves. Okay. You'll notice there's starting to be a little bit of a toilet paper shortage again. If you go out there, it's getting harder and harder to find your favorite brand of toilet paper. This is just the tip of the iceberg. If you work in any industries, if you're an electrician or if you're a plumber, you name it, any of the trades, if you're building a house, you'll note that it's getting very hard to get supplies. It's crazy. And the price for the supplies that you are getting is ridiculous. It is absolutely through the roof. And so people are waiting and waiting and things are on back order and people are paying more money. We don't know when these products are coming in. I can tell you in my business, my friends, I've got containers of products that are just sitting off the port. They're here in the States, but they're just sitting on the ship off the port. Why? Because there's no longshoremen to unload them. There's no truck drivers to transport these goods. There's no people working the railways to transport these goods. So these goods are just piling up offshore somewhere in a container. And when you go into the store and it's missing something, sure enough, it's probably in a container offshore somewhere. But we don't have the labor force here in the States to get the job done. They're just not showing up to work. I mean, think about that. Longshoremen, union longshoremen make buku bucks. Union truck drivers make buku bucks, but so many of them are sitting at home with their hand out, waiting for the government to pay their way instead of going to work. It blows my mind. And so now we have massive product shortages. Couple that with the fact that the raw materials are drying up. We don't have the raw materials to make the products that we need to make. And a lot of the factories that make these products, they're still closed down. Some of them might not ever open up again. Trust me when I tell you, my friends, this is the tip of the iceberg. And we have not even seen the impact that it's going to have. It's going to get nasty out there. I've been sounding the alarm. I've been warning you guys. Do yourselves a favor. Pay attention. Pay attention. Look at the writing on the wall and protect your family. Do what you have to prepare your family because times are going to get tougher. I guarantee it. At the same time, all this is going. We've already talked about Biden. He's running away, right? He's going on vacation. Maybe that's good for us. Maybe we don't want him calling the shots. Clearly, everything that he's done so far has been a disaster. But then we get the whole General Milley debacle, right? And it's treason, plain and simple. And I know you guys have been following what's going on. But basically, when Trump was still our president, he still should be our president, by the way. But when he was still indeed very much so the commander-in-chief, General Milley decided to undermine him. General Milley decided to work around him with the Speaker of the House, with his other staffers, with other people in the Department of Defense and in the Pentagon and other military officers. And he basically said, your orders come from me. You don't listen to the commander-in-chief. And then worse yet, my friends, worse yet, he contacted our enemy. And when I say our enemy, don't get mad at me, because if you're sitting out there and hearing anything that we've been talking about this last couple of years, if you honestly don't believe China is an enemy, okay, they're not a competitor of ours. They're not a trade competitor. Okay, they're not an ally, somebody that we work with. No, they're our enemy. They will crush us. They will snuff us out the moment they get a chance. And they are preparing for that. And they have a plan. And they will do that the second they get a chance. Okay, so China, let's be real. They are our enemy. And Milley, okay, General Milley, however you want to say his name, he calls China up. when President Trump was our commander in chief, he calls China up and says, hey, don't worry about it. If the United States is going to attack, I'm going to call you guys up and give you a warning. I'm not going to let that happen without letting you guys know what's going on so you can be prepared. That's basically what he said, right? Well, that's what they're claiming in this book that's coming out. And it's come out this week that they basically confirmed that he said that. Now, he says that he had a right to say that, that it was his duty to say that, that there was nothing wrong with what he did. Of course, the Pentagon and the White House is backing that up as well. He's their man. But no, it's textbook treason, my friends. Think of what China could have done with that information. They could have looked at us as being vulnerable. They could have said, hey, this is now our moment to attack because we know that the United States isn't prepared. We know that they're not coming with us because coming for us, because if they were, we got a guy on the inside. We got General Milley on the inside that's telling us everything that they're doing. Not to mention, you serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States of America. He is your boss. He is the one elected. I'm tired of these bureaucrats, these unelected idiots walking around thinking that they run the show and they have the power. That's why we have elected officials, because that way we can hold them accountable. And as elected officials, they have certain authority that the bureaucrats don't have. And when the bureaucrats think that they're smarter and better, well, you know what? If you want that position, if you want that responsibility, if you want that authority, stop being a bureaucrat, get out there and run for election, win something, get yourself elected, and then you can start acting that way. But until you do, we have a proper chain of command that needs to be followed, and it starts with the President of the United States. What General Milley and his staffers did and so many other people surrounding him did is absolute textbook treason. And I don't care if the Secretary of Defense doesn't tell the military that they need to pursue an investigation or take action on this. I don't care if the White House doesn't tell the military that. The military has a responsibility, and they should arrest this general. They should court-martial him, and whatever consequence that a treasonous person should receive, he deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. I am fired up about this, my friends, because I don't think anything's going to happen to him. I mean, we've seen it over and over again, all this wrongdoing, all these crimes that have been broken, and it seems like for that left, for that side, there's never any consequences. Nobody holds them accountable. This goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. You know what we need to do when the government doesn't hold people accountable, when they're not doing their job, when the Department the State Department's not doing their job, or the Supreme Court's not doing its job, or the DOJ is not doing its job? It's time for us to look at the government and saying, huh, you guys are not working for us anymore. You're not representing us anymore. It's time to make a change. It's time for the people to stand up. Like our founding fathers said, it's our duty, it's our responsibility to stand up and stop this tyranny, because that's exactly what's happening. And the military needs to stop the tyranny that's taking over amongst its top brass. General Milley needs to be court-martialed. I think you guys believe me on that. I think you guys all agree with me on that. What he did was treason. What he absolutely did was treason, and it should not go unpunished. He needs to have consequences for his actions, and they should be the most severe consequences that somebody like him should receive. It's just mind-boggling that they're not moving more swift on this. I'm tired of these people being protected. And if they're not going to do it, maybe it's time for us to step up and do it, my friends. Seriously, we're getting down to the wire there. We're getting to that moment where we're going to have to decide, are we patriots? Are we drawing this line in the sand? Are we going to do what's necessary to protect and defend this republic? You and I both know that that's coming. Okay? So it's just one thing after another with this administration. But hey, I do have some good news for you guys. And when I come back, we'll talk about that. I know you guys have heard about it, but let's talk about it, because we've been so negative lately. I do want to share the good news with you. So we'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Don't turn that dial.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Remember, you can reach out to me. You can get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. I want to hear from you guys. So we were talking about the Biden administration and how the world just seems to be crumbling around them. Joe Biden's his polls are down lower than they've ever been before. He is definitely, there is a lot of buyer's remorse with this administration. People know they made a grave mistake. They know that Kamala Harris is not up for the job also. She's very unlikable. She's been missing in action. You know, everything about this administration is a disaster. We were talking about the attempted coup or coups, multiple of them possibly, during the Trump administration, and how we're starting to get the evidence of that coming out. What General Milley did to Donald Trump in the last months of his presidency, and then how he conspired against Trump with China, our enemy, okay? And these things need to be answered for, and there needs to be consequences, and we need to hold these people accountable. We were talking about how the Biden administration killed possibly 10 or 12 civilians, women and children maybe, in a drone strike this last week. I mean, all this negative stuff is coming. You know, we're a week past our 9/11 reunion, you know, the 20-year 9/11 reunion, and it just feels like, is this how we're honoring all those brave men and women, all those people that sacrificed everything to fight for this country during that time? And we get this administration in there, and they're just crapping on everything. They're just destroying everything. It's sad. I started to say in the last break that, you know, it's almost comical. It's just stuff keeps coming and coming, and you can't believe it. You almost just want to laugh at it. But the sad thing is, it's not a laughing matter. It's not a joke. We're talking about the fate of this republic. And so I told you guys, I promised you that we'd talk about something good. So the good news is, and I know you guys have heard it, but we'll talk about it. How about Clinton's lawyer being indicted? So finally, after too many years, John Durham decides to move. He decides to do something. And this investigation that we've been anxiously waiting the results of, sitting on the edge of our seat for over 2 years now, biting our fingernails because it's about ready to come out any day. The Durham report's on the shelf. Well, we finally got a little bit of it coming out. So in his investigation, basically, he said that one of Hillary Clinton's lawyers during the campaign was caught lying to the FBI, and he's been indicted, and he's got several different charges on him. And but the coolest thing about that is that indictment blows the Russia collusion conspiracy wide open. And this is going to possibly cause more issues for Hillary Clinton and more issues for any of the people that were involved in that Russia collusion conspiracy that they trumped up against our president, Donald Trump. So I think there's going to be a lot more to come. I think now that the ball is finally rolling with some indictments, I think there's people that are starting to get pretty hot and bothered about this, puckering up a little bit. And I think Hillary Clinton herself is probably a little bit scared about what this means. Is this guy going to fall for Hillary Clinton? Is he going to be their fall guy? Or is this guy going to spill the beans? Is this guy somebody that knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak? Is this guy somebody that could actually put Hillary Clinton away? Because we know that she's committed crimes. We know that the government knows that she's committed crimes, but they've just decided not to act on it. But with this Durham report, depending on how he does this, depending on what kind of deals he might offer to some of these people, what kind of information is he actually getting against the Clintons and the people that surround her, and who's going to want to save their skin? So all's I can say, and I'm not being sarcastic by this. I think if you know the Clintons, you absolutely know what I'm getting ready to say. This guy, Michael Sussman is his name, he may suicide himself. You know what I'm talking about? This guy is, I hope they watch him, and I don't mean watch him like they watched Epstein, my friends. I mean, I hope they really, really watch him, because it's funny when people find themselves in this situation where they've got a lot of good information and they're in the hot seat, and if they maybe spill the beans on, oh, let's say the Clintons, for example, they might reach a better plea deal and maybe get themselves out of a little bit of trouble. When they find themselves in this peculiar situation, oftentimes, for no reason at all, completely unexpected, they decide to suicide themselves. And I'm worried that this Michael Sussman, he is in that category. So please, my friends, don't let what happened to Epstein happen to this guy. Make sure that you have him on suicide watch and you are watching him closely. And nobody goes in or out. We need to find out what this guy knows about Hillary Clinton. So right now he's accused of falsely telling the top FBI lawyer that he had no clients when he was representing a technology executive and the Clinton campaign during a meeting on possible links between former President Donald Trump and Russia. He did plead not guilty to the charge of lying to the FBI on Friday, with lawyers insisting he never said he didn't have clients and was representing only the technology executive. But the bottom line is, Durham, everybody says that he's very sharp. And if he brings charges, it's because they're solid charges. And they think that this is just a chest move for Durham's investigation. He's going after bigger fish here. He doesn't really care about this guy. It's just an ends to a means. So we're going to see what comes out of this. But the good news is it does show, if you go on to read it further and look at what the details are, it just goes to show that Russian collusion that they trumped up against Trump, they are guilty for everything. Every accusation that they were pointing at Trump towards, every single one of these accusations, the Clinton campaign is guilty of that. The Clinton campaign and other people, other officials, other elected officials in the United States were guilty of what they were accusing Donald Trump of. Once again, we need to make sure that there's consequences for these people. We need to hold them accountable for their actions. And I hope this new indictment that John Durham's done is just, I hope that's the tip of his iceberg. And I hope he keeps moving forward. And for America's sake, I hope we get some answers. And I hope people are held accountable. So that was my good news. Here in Oregon, same type of deal. We got Kate Brown as our governor. What can I say? So she is still pushing these mandates. She's still trying to get people fired if they don't want to get their vaccines. And my message to you guys, if you work in any of these places that they're going to tell you, get a vaccine or get fired, please call their bluff. I look at it, my friends, as a game of chicken. Okay. When push comes to shove, I don't believe they're going to fire you. And I think you need to call their bluff. I think you need to stand your ground. You have rights, darn it. Nobody should be able to force you to get a vaccine to feed your family. That is a bunch of malarkey and it's un-American. And I think that when push comes to shove, there is already a lot of lawsuits. More lawsuits are coming up each and every day. We have unions starting to sue now. I do think the state is going to cave on this because it is unconstitutional. And please don't prematurely quit, okay? You can apply for your exemption if you want to apply for your exemption, whether it's a medical exemption or a religious exemption. But do not quit. Do not panic and go get the vaccine. Don't think in the final hour, oh my gosh, I can't lose my job. I better comply and go get that vaccine. If you don't want the vaccine, my friends, please do not panic and get the vaccine. You don't need to do that. Call their bluff, stand your ground. I believe you guys will win. And when it comes to vaccines, my friends, that is my line. If they try to force any of my family to get a vaccine, they're going to be dealing with me. Why do I say this? Keep an eye on your children, my friends. They're trying to vaccine anybody over the age of 12. Anybody over the age of 12. And today at my son's middle school, they actually had a vaccine van there. And they were advertising vaccines for teachers and students that wanted to get the vaccine. And I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of teachers pushing the students to get the vaccine. You need to talk to your kids. You need to tell them to be strong. If you don't believe your kids should get this vaccine, you need to make sure your kids know not to give in to peer pressure and don't let anybody stick a needle in their arm. If anybody does that at my kid's school, if I find out that my kid got jabbed without my consent, that will be the last thing that that person does. And that's the line that I stand on. God bless you guys. We'll catch you next week here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Stay vigilant, my friends.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.